News, I'm Mary Rose. A man armed with guns and knives stormed the lobby outside the White House Correspondents Association dinner attended by President Trump last night. The shooting a Secret Service man before being subdued, the president was quickly escorted off the stage and not injured. Afterwards, he spoke to the media.
The man has been captured. They're going to his apartment. I guess he lives in California. And he's a sick person, a very sick person.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says he and his wife were shocked at the latest attempt on President Trump's life.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says he's shocked to hear about the repeated attempt to assassinate Trump. He says he's glad that both Trump and the First Lady, along with senior U.S. government officials, emerged unscathed. Netanyahu says there is no place for violence, not against political leaders and not against anyone. By repeated attempts, Netanyahu is referring to the shooting in Butler, Pennsylvania, when Trump was still on the campaign trail. Trump's right ear was grazed, but a man in the audience was killed. The suspected gunman, 20-year-old Thomas Matthew Crooks, was killed by Secret Service. And gunman Ryan Wesley Ruth is serving a life sentence for trying to assassinate Trump on a golf course in Florida in 2024. I'm Donna Warder.
Strikes across Ukraine, Russian-occupied territory, and Russia have killed at least 16 people. The attacks coincide with the 40th anniversary of the Chernobyl disaster, prompting warnings about risks near the plant. Ukrainian forces struck an oil refinery in Russia, sparking fires. Ukrainian President Zelensky warns that Russian attacks risk repeating history. This is SRN News. An accusation against Vermont school officials. Correspondent Michael Harrington reports.
A study by the parents' rights group Defending Education says that about 200 public schools still have policies barring moms and dads from being told if their child is living as the opposite sex in class. Defending Education argues this is a clear violation of federal law. It adds that a number of these same Vermont schools allow boys to use girls' bathrooms and locker rooms and compete on girls' sports teams. About 52,000 students attend those schools. Michael Harrington reporting.
The Southern Poverty Law Center has been indicted on federal fraud charges, alleging it improperly paid informants to infiltrate extremist groups without disclosing the payments to donors. The Justice Department says the civil rights group defrauded donors by using their money to fund the same extremism that it claims to be fighting. This is SRN News. Every new school bus in America might soon have a life-saving device.
The NTSB says all new school buses should be equipped with alcohol detection systems to ensure the drivers are not intoxicated. That recommendation comes out of the investigation of a West Virginia crash that led to the amputation of one boy's leg and caused serious injuries to two other youngsters. The driver in that crash was sentenced to up to 110 years in prison. Jason Walker reporting.
A new survey shows many young Americans think data has become too expensive. BMO Financial Group's 2026 Financial Progress Index says half of Americans surveyed said they are going on fewer dates or choosing less expensive activities because of rising costs. More details at srnnews.com.